It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you're now attending class session 598. And we're in the midst of a study of an Old Testament story when Sennacherib of the Assyrians came up and besieged Jerusalem. And he sent a message to King Hezekiah inside telling him it is no use trying to resist us. We are going to take the city and destroy you, and you'd best just surrender to us. None of the other cities and their gods have ever been able to deliver them from us, and neither will Jehovah be able to deliver Jerusalem. In fact, in the message he sent, he said that Jehovah has told me to come destroy you. Well, he wrote this down in a letter to Hezekiah. And when Hezekiah received that letter and read what it said, he saw the truth of it, that none of the cities had been able to withstand the army of Sennacherib. He took this letter before the Lord in prayer and placed his trust in God. And in a few moments, we're going to read about God's answer to Hezekiah's prayer. You'll want to turn in your Bible to the book of Isaiah, and we're studying this from that book of Isaiah, chapter 37, and we'll begin in just a moment at verse 21, God's answer to Hezekiah's prayer. Now, while you're doing that, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And as we study our Bible, we are consulting Elam's Notes, which is a set of Sunday school lessons that Elam prepared. In this particular Sunday school lesson, he prepared for the Sundays of May the 18th, 1924. Now let's read God's answer to Hezekiah, found in Isaiah chapter 37, I'm going to read verses 21 and 22. Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent unto Hezekiah, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, whereas thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, this is the word which Jehovah hath spoken concerning him. The virgin daughter of Zion hath despised thee, and laughed thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at thee. You see, Isaiah also prayed because of this, and cried into heaven. We read about that prayer in 2 Chronicles 32, in verse 20. But it was not with Hezekiah in the temple, and his prayer is not recorded. God answered Hezekiah through Isaiah, and the answer is given in this lesson and in 2 Kings 19, 20 through 34. God said the virgin daughter of Zion would laugh the boastful enemy to scorn and shake her head at him, and the haughty Assyrian should be brought low. Cleansed of their idolatry and worshiping God, as it is written, as Hezekiah had taught them to do, God's people are called the virgin daughter of Zion. Though few and weak in the sight of the Assyrians, they would laugh him to scorn who had ridiculed and mocked their God. Isaiah chapter 37, verses 23 through 25. Whom hast thou defied and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. By thy servants hast thou defied the Lord, and hast said, with the multitude of my chariots am I come up to the height of the mountains, to the innermost parts of Lebanon, and I will cut down the tall cedars thereof and the choice fir trees, and I will enter into its farthest height the forest of the fruitful field. I have digged and drunk water, and with the sole of my feet will I dry up all the rivers of Egypt. Now, to Elam's notes. The message which God sent to Sennacherib is found in this verse, and down from verses 22 through 29. God told Sennacherib that he had blasphemed, defied, and lifted up his voice against the Holy One of Israel, that he had attributed his victories over all the nations he had mentioned to the multitude of his chariots and military skill, and that he had threatened to dry up all the waters of Egypt, but that he could do nothing, only as God willed it. Looking at Isaiah chapter 37, verses 26 and 27, "Hast thou not heard how I have done it long ago, and formed it of ancient times? Now I have brought it to pass, that it should be thine to lay waste fortified cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore their inhabitants were a small power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as the field of grain before it is grown up." Elam's notes tells us Sennacherib was informed that he was only a means in God's hands to chastise and destroy these nations. Howbeit, he did not mean it so or intend it as a service to God, but thought he had accomplished all this by his own wisdom and power. Little did he know that he was indeed a battle axe and chastening rod in God's hand to destroy these nations and to chastise the Jews. So God said, when he had performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and Jerusalem, he would punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. Isaiah addresses this in this book of Isaiah, chapter 10. Let me read verses 5 through 16. Isaiah preached, "Ho, Assyrian, the rod of mine anger, the staff in whose hand is mine indignation. I will send against him a profane nation, and against the people of my wrath will I give him charge to take spoil and to take prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Howbeit he meaneth not so, neither doth his heart think so. But it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off nations, not a few. For he saith, are not my princes all of them kings? Is not Calno and Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arpad? Is not Syria as Damascus? As my hand hath found kingdoms of idols, whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and Samaria, shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? Wherefore," Isaiah 10 and verse 12, "wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. For he hath said, by the strength of my hand have I done it, and by my wisdom, for I have understanding, and I have removed the bonds of the peoples, and have robbed their treasures like a valiant man. I have brought down them that sit on thrones, and at my hand hath found the nests, the riches of the people, as one gathereth eggs that are forsaken. Have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or chirped?" Isaiah 10 in verse 15. "Shall the axe boast against him that heweth therewith? Shall the saw magnify himself against him that wieldeth it? As if a rod should wield them that lift up, or as a staff should lift up him that is not wood. Therefore the Lord, Jehovah of hosts, sent among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory there shall be kindled a burning like the burning of fire. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 37, verses 28 and 29. And we read, But I know thy sitting down and thy going out, and thy coming in and thy raging against me. Because of the raging against me, and because thine arrogancy is come up to mine eyes, therefore will I put my hook in thy nose, and my bridle in thy lips, and I will turn thee back by the way which thou camest. Sennacherib was further informed that God knew his sitting down and going out and coming in, his every movement. Because of his raging and arrogancy, God would put a hook in his nose and a bridle in his lips and lead him back the way he came. If we cannot learn from these facts that God uses one wicked nation to chastise, even to destroy other more wicked nations, and protect and saves his own people when they trust in him and rely upon him, then we cannot learn the simplest truth or the plainest facts. In the next part of this Sunday school lesson, we're going to read about God's further answer to Hezekiah. Let me read from Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 30. And this shall be the sign unto thee. Ye shall eat this year that which groweth of itself, and in the second year that which springeth of the same. And in the third year sow ye and reap and plant vineyards and eat the fruit thereof. While Sennacherib's army had destroyed the growing crops in order to reduce the people to famine, God encouraged Hezekiah by promising that the people should live the remainder of that year and through the next year, which is supposed to have been a sabbatical year of the volunteer products of the earth. This was both a sign to Hezekiah and a manifestation of God's great goodness. Isaiah chapter 37, verses 31 and 32. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and out of Mount Zion they that shall escape. The zeal of Jehovah of hosts will perform this. Elam tells us God would save Jerusalem and the remnant that had escaped of the house of Judah and should again take root downward and bear fruit upward. God's zeal would perform this. Isaiah 37 verses 33 through 35. Therefore thus saith Jehovah concerning the king of Assyria, He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, neither shall he come before it with shield or cast up a mound against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and he shall not come into this city, saith Jehovah. For I will defend this city and save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Therefore, God said that Sennacherib would not come to the city or cast a mound against it. He wouldn't even be able to shoot an arrow against it. But as stated above, he should return by the way he came. God would do this for his own sake and for his servant David's sake. Let me read to you 2 Kings chapter 19, verses 30 through 4. Where we read, The remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant out of Mount Zion, and they shall escape. You know, there would be out of Jerusalem later to come the Lord's own people that would go into all the world preaching the gospel. And Isaiah is often alluding to these last days that would come. And it's possible, in regard with that remnant, he's alluding to that even here.